This is Dr. Schumacher, Vic Painting, a nursing home history and physical, and a patient named Mary Lou Procunier. Last name is spelled P-R-O-C-U-N-I-E-R, and Mary Lou is M-A-R-Y-L-O-U. Name is Promedica in Flint, P-R-O-M-E-D-I-C-A, and it's formerly called Briarwood. Date was February 19, 2022. Paragraph patient profile, Ms. Procunier. Is an 81-year-old female who came from McLaren on February the 16th, 2022 period. Prepare of chief complaint, recurrent falls and weakness, prepare of history of present illness. Mrs. Procunier had generalized weakness for 2 weeks prior to being admitted to McLaren period. She had a urinary tract infection 10 days before the admission and completed treatment, but still had some incontinence, period. Some questionable dysuria, but there's no fever or chills, period. In the week of admission, she fell 3 times, and she had pain in her coccyx and right hip, period. She also complained of chronic jaw pain, which she had even before her dental bridge that was done recently, period. It had been difficult to eat, but she's doing a bit better now, period. Her falls were slip and trip falls, not related to syncope or dizziness, period. However, she is on meclizine for vertigo and has had dizziness off and on, but not related to these falls, period. No associated dyspnea or cough, period. There's a bump on her head during the fall, but no major injury, period. There are no clear aggravating factors for the falling, period. She has diabetes and mellitus, but sugars have been fine with metformin, 500 milligrams daily, period. New paragraph, it's noted that she has lumbar spondylosis, and an MRI of the spine was suggestive of this, period. She was seen by neurology, period. She did not want any further neurosurgery because she had surgery in the past that resulted in confusion for 8 days, period. The CT of the lumbar spine on February 12th showed lumbar spondylosis with mild central canal stenosis, period. There's L2 to 3 moderate spinal canal stenosis. Saying that there's mild stenosis at L2, L3, and there's moderate stenosis at L4-L5, period. There's moderate to severe spinal stenosis at L5-S1, period. There's a concentric disc bulge with a foraminal spur on the right at L2 and L3, period. There's an L3, L4 disc, and she had impingement of the exiting right L2 and L3 nerve roots, period. There's no vertebral compression deformity seen, period. Her back pain, though, had improved with lidocaine, which helps quite a bit, period. New paragraph. She was treated for urinary tract infection and currently denies dysuria, period. She is here for further rehab with hope of being able to walk, period. At this point, she cannot safely walk on her own, period. In paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Appetite slightly decreased. Eye, she sees reasonably well with her glasses. ENT, she hears adequately. No earaches, sore odor, hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations or syncope. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Right now, period, she had a recent UTI. Musculoskeletal, chronic back pain, no joint inflammation or swelling. Psych, no changes in memory. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia or thirst. No cold or hot intolerance. Neurological, no paresthesia, seizures, or weakness and occasional headaches. Hematologic, no easy bruising or bleeding or adenopathy, period. Skin, no rash or major lesions. New paragraph. Past history, diabetes mellitus type 2, essential hypertension, lumbar spondylosis, vertigo, new paragraph, family history, her mother had Alzheimer's disease, period, mother also had cholecystitis, period, father had Crohn's disease but lived in his 80s, new paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse, period. She was living at home by herself before her hospitalization. New paragraph, medications. and both are 60 milligrams daily. Metformin ER, 500 milligrams daily.
Singulair, 10 milligrams at nighttime for asthma. Mobic, 15 milligrams daily. Meclizine, 12.5 milligrams daily. Hypochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily for hypertension. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Oh, change that. Yes, that's right. I agree. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams every 6 hours, PRN. Gabalin, 25 milligrams nightly, PRN. Allergies, penicillin. The paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 125 over 70, temperature 98, pulse 78, respiratory rate 18. The blood sugar this morning was 118. Head and neck. Pupils are equal on reactive to light. Extraocular movements intact. Oral mucosa normal. She was normal to inspection. Neck supple, no mass, no bruise, no thyromegaly, no palpable lymphadenopathy. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact. She is weak in general, but she could move all limbs symmetrically, period. Planners were down going bilaterally. They're musculoskeletal. No acute joint inflammation or effusion. No cyanosis or clubbing. Total range of motion was normal, period. Key paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Procunier has generalized weakness, period. She's in a situation where she doesn't want surgery, and neurology and neurosurgery recommended a spinal stimulator, but her insurance didn't want to cover that, period. She had been fairly independent at home before and wishes to return back, but she needs to be able to get up on her feet and be more stable and have improved balance, period. She'll get OT and PT and try to get back to independence, period. Two, she seems over her urinary tract infection. She has diabetes mellitus type 2, which is controlled with metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Three, she has hypertension. Four, she has hypertension controlled with amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, with hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, period. Six, she has six, she has asthma, continues singular, 10 milligrams nightly, period. I'll follow a dryer with period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.